Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's been the voice of Chiefs Kingdom since 1994.
Damian Williams, 20, stays in bounds, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, Damian Williams runs to immortality!
Here's Mitch Holthus on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
A minute 35 to go in the game, Chiefs lead 32-29. Long count. Chiefs are going to throw it. They throw it in the left. Flat cut. It's Samaje Perine at the 30. First down. And up the left sideline. I love you, Samaje Perine. I remember when Brett Veach told me they picked him up. It's a gain of 18 yards. I poured water on my head. A great pickup by Brett Veach to get Samaje Perine. And the Kansas City Chiefs are going to pull this off. Perine comes up big on a 17-yard completion.
Now, I'm not a fool. Well, I am. But, Mitch, you did not sound focused there. But you didn't really have to be because they were clinching their way to the Super Bowl there with one Samaje Perine as you dumped water on your dome.
When Brett Veach said, "We got Samaje Perine," I went nuts. And then I also was in sackcloth and ashes when I found out he was going to be a Bengal again. So it's it's the way the NFL is. It's ups and downs. And Bob, is he focused? Dusty focused for this one or not?
Well, he's got his Surfside costume on today for Halloween, so I would say maybe he's focused for this. I think he's more focused than I am, Mitch, because I'm kind of feeling and I'm kind of going into this one. I'm going, we're the Chiefs again. I feel confident. Nobody's going to beat us, and Dusty's trying to keep me a little bit more on edge today.
Well, that's a switch of roles. And then there's Mac Morey, the genius of our time. Don't be fooled by the, like, crazy hair and the mad scientist look. I get to be around Mahomes. People go, "Yeah, you're around Mahomes and Kelsey all the time." I'm around Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig. You guys are around Mac Morey all the time.
Yeah, I know. You win.
Hey, by the way, Mitch, Mac cut off those beautiful locks.
It's a little shorter, Mitch.
He did. I haven't seen him since.
Yeah.
He went completely, all right, yeah. Well, that's because Vandy's better than Tennessee right now.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. Man. Exactly, Mitch. No, you're
100%. Go, Vandy. Show your gold.
That's right. I told him at the beginning of the year, Vandy's going to own Nashville, and he told me I was wrong. Who's owning Nashville right now other than bachelorette parties? It's Vandy.
But I think bachelorette parties are still number one, and Vandy's number two.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm going to lose focus.
Yeah, don't lose focus. And Mac's the only guy that'll go dressed up tonight as Philly's Karen and steal kids' candy and their baseballs. That's the only thing.
Boy, he went from loving you to hating you in about 3 seconds.
What the hell, Mitch?
Do you realize who's going to show up now dressed as Philly's Karen and just steal candy and baseballs and memorabilia?
That's Spectre's job.
Yeah, I can see him. Spectre can be dressed up as Philly's Karen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Mitch, real quickly, we're talking to Mitch Holthus here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by GEHA and Silverstein Eye Centers. GEHA, Government Employee Health Association Incorporated, also Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center. Mitch, your boy, Mac Morey, said that Rashee Rice may go down as Brett Veach's best draft pick of all time. What say you, Mr. Holthus?
I'm not going to disagree with that right now. He is what he's doing, how he's doing it, meaning Rashee Rice, and the touches he's getting. Honestly, if you look at the first 2 weeks, and this is numerical, only Puka Nacua and Ja'Marr Chase have had a better 2 weeks than Rashee Rice, and he's just getting started. But I ask him about it. I ask Rashee because he knows that what he does makes everybody else better, but everybody else's skill set opens doors for him.
Yeah, we'll get to that in just 1 second, Mitch, as we continue to put that in. But I've kind of come up with a new position for him, and I don't know what it is because he's more than a wide receiver. He's like a running back. He's a wide receiver combo. He's like, I don't even want to use the term hybrid, but like they can utilize him in so many different ways. And I think my favorite play of the whole game was the lateral to him right at the line of scrimmage. He catches it and runs, get the ball in his hands right away.
Oh, we ran the wing T option to him. We ran the wildcat direct snap. Look at his three touchdowns. Like his three touchdowns are exhibit A of this discussion because his three touchdowns were, one, a flip pass, essentially an end around, right? Mm-hmm. Then two was a single side away from the trips. He's single side in the red zone, and he bowls over the – he's just too powerful for the corner. And then the third one is like that slice route. It's not an exact crosser, and it's not an over route. It's like at a 45-degree angle, but he slices across the defense, three different routes, three different nightmare coverages, and three touchdowns. And there's a lot more coming. I talked with Coach Reed about it yesterday, and he goes, well, you know, if he keeps doing this, people are going to try to take him out, and double him or shade him. Well, how are you going to do that? Because where are these going to go free? Mm-hmm. Or Tyquan Thornton or Kels or Breshard Smith? I mean, I'm with you, Bob. This is fun. This is as much as I look forward to going to Buffalo as I've ever been, and I've been there like 400 times in the last 10 years, it seems like.
Yeah.
And, Mitch, this is that audio you were talking about how others help Rashee Rice.
They do a lot. They contribute everywhere. It's not really a moment on the field where you can kind of point out a specific receiver and know what they're going to do. I feel like that's probably our best trade as a wide receiver group. We kind of rut adverse, and we can probably play any position on the field.
What about having more responsibility and lining up 1,000 different places?
I love having a lot of responsibility. I look forward to working to be the best receiver in the league, and if that takes me, you know, taking as many plays as I can on the field, even if it's blocking, just to be able to be involved, and that's what it's going to take.
Sounds like a guy who's all in, Mr. Holtis.
Oh, he's all in, and he's the happiest human on earth, second happiest, right behind Mike Pinnell. Because Mike Pinnell is back and he's happy.
Yeah.
Talked to him yesterday and he's ecstatic. But I'm Bob's right. We can't put a WR by Rashee and say that's what he is. The only thing I know that's close would be the 2021 version of Deebo Samuel as a 49er. And because he'll be a running back, he's a slot, he's a wing, he's a wildcat quarterback, he's all of that. And it's so, so awesome. To have that at your disposal because it just wrecks defensive coordinators' plans. If you've got to account for him all over the place and you have all this other stuff to account for, just try to get a nap if you're a defensive coordinator because you're not going to sleep well.
Yeah. Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Chiefs, with us here on 96.5 The Fan. And, you know, the Bills' approach to this game now and games now seems maybe a little bit different than kind of what we're used to right now. It seems like it's the Josh Allen show and not much else out there.
Well, James Cook's been a beast.
Yep.
But here's what, and Bob, we talk about the NFL pundits. I can't believe this has not been a narrative yet. If this was us, this would like take documentaries or whole shows. The Bills have changed, in my opinion, dramatically the way they're playing. You guys realize nobody runs it more than the Buffalo Bills. They run it 51% of the time.
Wow.
They have become the Eagles. They've become even more like the Ravens, let's say, in the fact that they're just going to run it. And their offensive line has been great. Here's one of your stats of the morning. Cook last week had 216 yards against Carolina on less than 20 carries. It's only happened three other times in the history of the NFL, including Bo Jackson in 1987. But the stat, to me, that got my attention was the fact that in James Cook's runs, he had 141 yards of his 216 before he was touched.
Wow.
This is a really good Buffalo offensive line. Same cast of characters. They're just better. But what Buffalo's doing is run, 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 RPO. Allen keeps it. Oh, I'll throw to Shakir. And then that's what we're going to do. They own time of possession, averaging in seven games, 33 minutes and 15 seconds, by far leads the league. Chiefs are playing Army this week. You've got to somehow get them off the field. They're going to try to have the ball the whole day. No one's talking about that. Here's the other thing they're not talking about. Guess who's last in passer rating in passes of 20 yards or more?
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen, dead last in the league, dead last. His rating is like 28. There's a stat there that if he would have had, he's had 18 incompletions, 9 completions, and 3 interceptions.
Wow.
There is a stat there that if he would have all incompletions on these 20-plus throws, then he'd have a higher passer rating than he has now. He's looked uncomfortable when he's tried to throw the ball deep. They don't have the same receiving core. This isn't, you know, you're not looking at receivers in their prime. They re-signed Gabe Davis. Okay, he had 1,000 yards on us one day.
Yeah.
But you're looking at, you know, they're just, this is different. They're way different, and nobody's talking about it. We're playing Army or Air Force this week.
Mitch, in the wonderful month of October, the guy that wears number 15 on his jersey has 10 touchdowns and 3 interceptions, and he's passed for 250 yards in every single game in this month. Is this just where he thrives?
This is his month, Dusty. Of all the months and all the glory that Patrick Mahomes has had, November has been his best month. I did my Minute with Mitch kind of thesis on it this week. 21-4 in November. If you look at the Bills games, he's 1-4 in the regular season, 4-0 in the playoffs. He's 10-7 touchdowns over INT in the regular season. In the playoffs, he's 9-0.
Wow.
When there's no turnovers and two of his 4 picks have been drops, right? We've seen Kelce drop 2 of them. The cat's on fire, and now he's going into his best month. You'll need it, because look at this. I call it the November to remember, and you're playing elite offensive lines. But this has been Pat's month. The 11th month is his month throughout his career.
Yeah, and obviously we're starting that month now. The first 2 months of the season are gone, and it's kind of separation now for the rest of the way, the final 2 months of this NFL season. So as we get closer and closer to that final month or final 2 months of the year, we got the trade deadline kind of mixed in. You know, Tuesday's going to be that day. Do you think the Chiefs are going to be active? And by active, I mean doing something. Or do you think it's going to be kind of a quiet trade deadline? I feel like Monday is going to be like a blitz out there from all the teams finally admitting that they're done, waving the white flag and allowing moves to be made. How do you feel about it?
I feel the same. Now, if something does not happen, do not take that as, oh, they weren't trying to get something done.
Right.
Keep in mind, we're probably the least popular trade partner of any team in the league. And so it's got to be just right, just right, just right. But Brett Veach is, he always is, man. He's coming off his 300th game. He's churning and burning. But just realize, people think, well, they didn't do anything. No, that didn't mean they didn't try.
Right.
It's going to have to be a perfect storm for something to happen.
And you're right about that. Like, if you're another team in the NFL, why do you want to give something to the Chiefs to kind of make them better? You know, Buffalo has kind of shown us the blueprint that when you trade with the Chiefs, it doesn't go all that well for you.
Well, they're pretty much done doing that, I think. I think they've been bludgeoned by that so much that they set up this run for us. Thank you, Buffalo. And ironically, Pat's beaten Josh Allen 4 times in the playoffs. No other quarterback in the history of the league has beaten another quarterback 4 times in the playoffs.
Wow.
But that's all been set up by these Bills deals. Yep, never happened. But Pat's done it to Josh Allen, and I respect Josh Allen a lot. But no AFC team's going to do it, or very few. Maybe we coerce somebody into doing it. It's going to probably be an NFC team. Getting Pinnell back's big, no pun intended, just because we need a snap eater. This is like an innings eater in baseball, and you're going up against these elite offensive lines. The next 4 games are 4 really good, if not great, offensive lines, and you better have fresh troops or you're going to get run over, especially this team that wants to run, run, run at you. But that's good to get Pinnell, but I still sense that Brett Veach is going to keep churning and burning it and try to figure something out and make a trade.
Why did we get rid of Pinnell at the beginning of the year?
That gets complicated. And I don't have an exact answer for that, so I don't want to speculate. I think I have an idea, but I don't want to speculate. That'd be a question for Beach or Pinnell, but the thing that gets me is I wanted to seek out Mike. Like, because he's so popular, you know how much Stone Cold loves him. But Mike is so thrilled to be back. And he's thrilled because he knows his role and he knows this defense and he knows he can give us 25 good snaps, which we're going to need, especially in this month of November. And so, good two-gap player. He's not trying to get stats or get out of his realm to go try to chase a sack or pressure. So, it's good to have him back. Everybody's happy. Everybody's happy. Nobody's grousing right now.
Mitch, you bring up, you know, Mahomes versus Allen and all those sort of things, but this is kind of one of those games where I feel like if it is, you know, a game in which the Chiefs continue to carry this burden of we're going to put up 30, we're only going to give up 20, and we're going to win by 10. If they can do that to Buffalo, what does that say about Sean McDermott?
Well, here's the other stat. Coach Reed's the only guy to beat another coach four times in the playoffs. He's the only one. You can go down the line, but Andy Reid 4, his former assistant 0, is that's an NFL record in the playoffs. Okay. Now, there was a report, and I don't know how much to put in this. This is like the reports that had our locker room at like F-minus or whatever. NFL PA puts out those reports. But it was, they had McDermott listed as the 27th ranked head coach by the players. So, I don't know. It's just, I think there's a little pressure there. And guess who's added the pressure? The New England Patriots are back. Oh, and it's Mike Vrabel. And everybody loves Mike. He's the drill sergeant. He's kind of Bob Knight in his prime, where every press conference he's going to light up some reporter, and it's on your timeline or your phone, and ha, 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 and here's Vrabel. Well, here's ha, 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 and Vrabel in first place in the NFC East. We're looking up at the Broncos. Bills are looking up at the Patriots. That changes some of the dynamics in this game, but especially, I think, for Sean McDermott, because it's just a matter of it feels like he's fighting some negative ions or negative inertia or magnetism, and he needs some wins. And here's another one, boys. How much do we really know about this year's Bills?
Right.
I don't think anybody's brought this up for the national pundits. Their 5 wins, their teams that they've beaten are 10 and 29. Their strength of victory is the second worst in the league, only to your Dallas Cowboys at like 6 and 29 or something. But 10 and 29, their best win is Carolina. So they got to prove there's just more pressure on the Bills. Now there's pressure on us. A fourth loss gets even tougher. But the fact that Buffalo's coming into this game with almost like a playoff kind of pressure on them.
Yep.
And that's very real.
Yeah, I do. I do feel like there's more pressure for whatever reason on Buffalo this week, Mitch.
I know. Well, and here's the thing. When you're playing Army or Air Force, the best thing you can do, it's why K-State lost to Army, they didn't get ahead by 2 or 3 scores.
Right.
You get ahead of 2 scores on them, psychologically, it's like the Chiefs getting the field goal from Harrison Butker against the Ravens in the 23 AFC Championship game. That's the first time the Ravens had trailed by 10 points all year. So what do? They freak out and start throwing the ball in the third quarter. Chiefs win and go to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. If you get ahead of the Bills, the Chiefs' offense can actually put some real in-game pressure, not just on the Bills' defense, but on the Bills' offense.
Mitch, am I okay to be a little less more worried about this game than I have been in the past?
You know, I'm the middle child. Are you a middle child, Dusty?
I am.
So we're warriors. We're the warriors. We want everybody to be happy. We want to fix it. And usually I'm a warrior. I'm more like Bob this week. I'm going in with a flamethrower in that place. Like, let's go.
Hell yes.
Val Kilmer and what's his name on Tombstone, you know?
Kurt Russell.
Hey, here we come, and heck's coming with us.
All right.
So we're chasing down the younger gang of the boys that killed our brother. Like, we're coming after him. We're coming after these dudes. That's the way I feel.
I do, too.
All right, brother.
I'm ready to roll.
Hey, have a good one. Enjoy Orchard Park for one last time. Yeah, this is it, man. This is the last time you'll be there. Is that any sort of surrealness there for you?
No. That's why I said I'm taking the flamethrower.
Yeah.
But they're building their – I'll help them. You guys want a demo? Here we go. I got a wrecking ball. Look at this. I got it on the plane.
Yeah.
I brought my own wrecking ball. But they're putting the new stadium in the exact spot of the old stadium. It's right there.
Right.
Yeah.
So what you get, it could be 75 in downtown Buffalo and 15 feet of snow at Orchard Park.
That's crazy.
You get lake. It's so crazy. You get like two Great Lakes bearing down on you, not just one. So anyway, that's what I guess it must be a tax break or something.
All right. Well, stay out of Niagara Falls. Don't try to go over that thing in a barrel. It doesn't work. Okay.
Okay, that's a myth. All right, I thought I was going to try it.
Yeah, send Kling first. Get him tested out and see what happens.
Yeah, Kling. Hey, hey, Mikey, try this. Once you get in the barrel and see if this works,
yeah, Mikey likes it.
You'll end up in. Mikey likes it. Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And all of you listening, if someone comes to your door tonight dressed like Phillies Karen, that's Mac Morey.
And on that note, Mitch, happy Halloween. Enjoy the call on Sunday. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Give me my baseball back.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.